today I am not feeling well, Maharaj. But the devotees are seated. Can say something to them. You? Yes, Your Holiness. Qualified to teach me also. Actually, devotees gather here, and every day I want to meet with everyone. That is really my desire. But health is not permitting. Today not. I'm saying I shall go to room. Then you can start something topics. They can do some question also. Answer. Have you any question you can do? That?
I do, if it's okay. Is it okay? This, when you told us before, sahasya vidadita napriyam, sahasya vidadita, vidadita napriyam, this wait and see.
No?
No, kriyam, sorry.
Not to be sorry, kriyam.
Kriyam, okay. I'm just wondering this wait and see, how we can do properly.
Sahasa vidadhita na kriya means suddenly not to do anything. Anything you will do, first think about that. It is appropriate or not. Time is suitable or not. Like that. What going to do before that thing, it is good or bad. So many things, our thinking, within our thinking, so many things coming. But it is necessary to realize as possible by me. This advice we have from Guru Maharaj, sahasa vidadhita na kriyam. And result is very good. All time we are getting that good result through that. Everyone will get that. What is your question?
Just how to... Am I asking you or Janardhan Maharaj?
Anyone.
How to, in our practicing life, well, myself, I don't know about everyone else, but myself is only practicing life, sadhana bhakti, doing some, like you told, this sadhana bhakti.
Actually, when we are cooking, they are giving some salt, some sweet for taste, the sabji, dal, chutney. But if there, we can put much salt, much sweet, that is not appropriate. Our realization that this salt will be suitable for this. Then we are putting that salt. Like that, everything. Our practicing life also will be like that. What we will do? Try to do perfectly and think it is good for my practicing life or not. Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulla vivarjanam. rakshyati vishaso guptit varnam tatha. This is anukulla sasankalpa pratikulla vibhajanam. This sloka, anasaktasya vishayan, yataharham upujunjata nirbanda krishna samande yukta vairagya muchyate. That means our practicing life will be within yukta vairagya level. Not to take too much food, that also will be disturbance. And less food, if we will take, that also not will help properly for maintenance, health maintenance. And as necessity, not take more than that. But who is so renounced? Their character is exceptional. Pravritti desha bhutanang nivrittistu mahapala. This is the scripture told. Nivrittistu mahapala. Detachment with material existence. That is called nivritti. So who have no attachment, he is the best, no doubt. But we have attachment always with everything. But that we will use properly. Otherwise it will be disturbed. If we will take so much food, night will get much disturbance. We are getting, we know that, it is our experience. And Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu told that, and if you have seen before the Gaudiya, what publishing from Gaudiya Math. Still also Chaitanya Math publishing Gaudiya. They had that two sloka and that Bengali translation also given, Anasaktasya Vishayan. And another sloka, Prapanchi Kataya Buddhya. Hari Sammandhi Vastuna Mumukkhu Bhi Parityago Vairagyam Phalgu Kuttate. Phalgu Vairagya is not good. Mana showing Vairagya, but inside always hankering for material things. That is called Phalgu Vairagya. That's also not good. Srihari Sevai Jaha Anukul Vishaya boliya thage hoy bhul. One part and another part, asakti rahita sambandha sahita vishaya samuha sakali madhav. Everything within this world, what I am getting or not to get, that is not a question. All for the service to Lord Krishna. And if I can use everything for the service of Krishna, that is the best of my, of in my spiritual life. This is two vital advice from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Prabhupada put it in Gaudiya and two sloka also given there. That means we are the servitor. That is principle our existence. Servitor of Lord Krishna. Jive Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. Krishna tatastha shaktir bhedabhed prakash. Krishna bhuli shai jeev anadi bahir mukh. Ataye maya tare rai sansar adidu. Something must do because it is spiritual form of jiva soul. Spirit.
Rupa Goswami, he said, Utsahan nischaya darya tat tat kama pravartana jana tyaga sato vrte shampir bhakti prasidyati.
Yes.
Patience, like wait and see.
Yes.
And also some advice.
Enthusiasm. Utsad means enthusiasm to practicing life. That is fortunate soul getting. Everyone not getting very enthusiasm. And someone getting very much enthusiasm, no doubt. But natural, their spirit of work. Utsahat. Anything he will tell very enthusiastic way, jumping to do that. Once happened, and I heard from Guru Maharaj this story. Navadvip Dham Parikrama, that happened, and next day, the raining, and there are utensils, big utensils, existing in the Govinda Kunda, bank of Govinda Kunda. They will clean, but raining, then no one going for to do that. Cleaning. And Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, that building, there is Bhaktivinoda Thakur had made, seated there and telling Harikatha. There are so many person, new person also seated, and Prabhupada said, no one can do the clean of the spots here. And time coming for the archan, for the bhoga, but utensils is there. No one can do that. And that time, one man, young man, his previous name I do not know. As Brahmachari name I know, Nayanabhiram Brahmachari. And later he became Bharati Maharaj, Prabhupada's time. And after hearing that, Bharati Maharaj jumped from the baranda and gone for cleaning. And to see that, another two, three, also gone for cleaning that utensils. Utsahat, little more enthusiastic. And to see that Prabhupada was very happy and notice that this boy I need. And later he have got that Nayanabhiram Brahmachari given name. Bharati Maharaj. Later become Bharati Maharaj. Tall man. I do not know how much. I forgot, I heard it. 6 feet, 9 inches or 7 feet like that. Tall. I have seen him. First I have seen in Jagannath temple. I am coming from Jagannath, Mane, what bazaar? That Ananda bazaar. One very hard sweet, they are available. I went for purchasing that. And I am coming and I am seeing that Baltimore first. Later I have seen. And lastly, I taken his disappearance festival prasad. Anyhow, that Lavana Brahmachari was very enthusiastic. Guru Maharaj told that. And we are also feeling like that enthusiasm. Any job come to us, that is happiness giving. Especially when they collecting the mango. Yes. I come, that time mango is ripe in the tree. And that year, 1947, maybe, very too much mango in the tree. Three tree was there. And every day they are sending for collection mango. And I was very happy to collect, but when they are giving rotten mango for eating, that was not happy. But their history is very nice history. That man, Ananda Prabhu, you have seen maybe Ananda Prabhu in Mayapur, Ananda Lila Maya Vigraha. You have seen, who is old man? He's
a cook.
No. Cook. He was the manager almost here. And collecting the mango and giving to him, and he's keeping in store, also peak, and what is rotten, little bit or more, that taking out from store and giving to us for eating, and I was not happy. Then I am doing this, going to the tree, collecting and good mango, some. I am keeping in the bunch, three bunch in middle. Then noontime everyone resting something and I am going to the tree and eating. And that Ananda Prabhu watched that and he was very angry and wants to beat me. He was stealing mango and keeping in the tree and eating. I told, because you are not giving me good mango. That way, some hot conversation and Ananda Prabhu going to beat me with stick and loudly telling something, and Guru Maharaj come out from room. And Guru Maharaj ask, what happened? And Ananda Prabhu complain against me. And I also told, I am giving so much mango to him, and he is giving rotten mango to me. No, okay. Guru Maharaj told to Ananda Prabhu, you go. And Ananda Prabhu gone. And lastly, Guru Maharaj told me, Jay, it is not good without offering to the deity to take in tree, that's not good. But if he wants to eat under my bed, the cart, they are good, good mango, they are giving for eating Guru Maharaj. You can take from here. That day is past. And I become father. And fatherly affection, Srila Guru Maharaj's son, they're not to take from there. They offer me this mango, and it is existing under my bed. You can take from here something. And I'm taking and showing to Ananda Prabhu. Naughty boy. This photo you are seeing there, yeah, that was almost first Chaitanya Saraswati Math. And I joined that time one building, now Arunda Maharaj is living that building, that was. And Guru Maharaj living this side room, and DT middle, and that side Brahmachari, respectable Brahmachari, they are there.
Can you say that Ramachandra, he also told Ravana something of wait and see philosophy, because he said,
yes, yes.
He said, if it's auspicious, do it today.
Uh-huh. Yes, Mara. Shuvasya shigram ashuvasya kalharanam. What is inauspicious, you think it is not good. Delay for that. And what is auspicious thing, you feel it is auspicious. And a good thing for everyone. Ravana have plan. He will make one step up to heaven. Tomorrow we'll do, day after tomorrow we'll do, like that. And delay that. Then never fulfill his desire. And Sita Haran, stealing the Sita, when complaining his sister Surpanaka, and immediate he gone, that Ashubha, inauspicious job. But immediate he gone for that, and let's leave whole dynasty destroyed by Ramchandra.
It was actually Ravana who told Ramachandra that.
Huh?
Ravana told that to
him. Yes. Then Ravana going to die, that time Ramchandra sent Lakshman first. Yeah, Lakshman, you go and learn the Rajniti, the good advice about everything. He is so experienced man. You go and learn from him. And Lakshman went to learn, but he asked to sit very near to Ravan's mouth, head side, and ask question, and Ravan not given any answer, only told, hey, Ramchandra is your brother, he knows everything, you learn from him. I am now going to die, I cannot say, I cannot talk too much. And Lakhan gone back to Ramchandra, and Ramchandra told, what you learn? No, Ravan not given his knowledge to me. He is now going to die very sick and not told me. He told your brother Ramchandra Bhagavan, he will help you. Then Ramchandra said, where you are seated? When you went for learning from him, where you are seated? Then told Lakshman, near to his mouth I am seated, head side. Oh, for that he not advise you. Who is a seeker, he must sit in leg side, feet. He must sit in feet side, not head side. And from there he can question. That is submissive picture, show will him. You are surrender, and if you sit in the feet side, that is the best. But you have not done that. Shishyas have that qualification. Shishya always humble to his guru. At present, Ravan your guru, and you sit in his head side, and Ravan understand that. You are not proper disciple. Then Ramchandra himself gone to Ravan and seated there in feet side and asked to Ravan, you are so great, you have much knowledge about this world. Please advise something to me. Then Ravan told, you know everything, but when you are asking me, I shall tell two things. What is good, do immediately, and what is bad, delay for that. That is Sanskrit, Shubhasya Zigram or Shubhasya Kalharana. This is something, advice, Ravan. Here is for learning. Your necessary, anything you will ask, ask humbly, with submissive mood. What that Sanskrit sloka? Atad vidhi pranipateno, pariprasneno sevaya. upadekantite jnanam, jnaninas tattvadarsina. Ravan was tattvadarsi, jnani, but he was asura by the curse. Then it was suppressed. But when he is leaving this body, before that he have got consciousness full. And Ramchandra said to Lakshman, go to learn. This is fact. I have one camera. Janardhan Maharaj offered me this. I left almost from 1982 or 83 before I have hobby camera. Hare Vas. I am seeing whole day almost. When I am getting time, I am opening my computer and seeing. Very good photo.
Buddha, what would we do if we are attacked by a Muslim? What would we do? And are we allowed to fight back or no?
Krishna will give dadami buddhi yogam tam jena mam upajanti te. If we are the surrendered to Krishna, Krishna will give buddhi yoga to us that time, what necessary to do. And we will do that.
But he's telling Arjuna, stand and fight. I just was wondering.
That told Arjuna, not to me. That time it was necessary for Krishna's desire. Then Krishna told to Arjuna, Jayam Vishwatsala Bhaktiraku Siddhati Gosai Maharaj ki jai. Jaya all the devotees ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Haridas Thakur ki jai. Navadip Dhamma Parikrama Ayojan Mahasab ki jai.
Jaya Vishwatsala Bhaktiraku Siddhati Gosai Maharaj ki jai.